This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You've heard me many, many times on Doug's show. And I've got a lot of things that I want to talk to you about today. The issue that usually happens around the first of the year is all the New Year resolutions that people start making. And it almost always involves something personal in the way of exercise or diet. And so as I have patients that I see on a regular basis in my clinic day to day, they're always asking me dietary suggestions. And when I tell them what I think they should do, they try it out for a while. And if they do what I tell them to do, I'm telling you, within 2 to 3 weeks, they feel marvelous changes taking place in their bodies. And then I don't have to worry about New Year resolutions being kept intact or they fall by the wayside, as they so often do, because of the benefits and the effects that people get of this diet. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And this is something that I'm on. Every now and then I slide off of it a little bit when someone sticks a fresh piece of banana cream pie in my face. But fortunately, that only happens occasionally. But when I stick to the diet that I'm going to talk to you about, I am at 71 years old. I feel great. And my patients are often telling me, well, you don't look 71. Well, it has an awful lot to do with diet. Now, What I want you to think about here is the tremendous pollutions in our food supply, and you've heard Doug and I talk about this with his farming experiences, and we've talked about fertilizers and whatever is happening to the soil on a commercial scale, and also the synthetic vitamins that you've often heard me talk about on Doug's show, the vitamins that are extracted from coal tar. You always want to look at the label on the bottle of vitamins if you're taking them, and I don't know how you can survive today without vitamins. But if it has the name of the vitamin and how much is in there, it came from coal tar, it's synthetic, and it will hurt you. But on the other hand, if it lists foods, carrot powder, this kind of stuff, beets, as the source of the vitamin, then you've got the real McCoy. And when you think about commercial foods being polluted with the glyphosate and the bad fertilizers and the synthetic vitamins, is there anything else out there that could possibly ruin our health? Well, you could be encouraged, and this is where I get to the heart of the matter with my patients, to eat a diet low in fat and protein and high in carbohydrates. And that, I'm telling you, is going to ensure that if you ingest more refined, more chemicalized foods, and create blood sugar problems, you're headed down the wrong road. Now, there was a book, every now and then there's a book that comes out in the health arena that is a real watermark type of book. And Drs. Mary and Michael Eades, that's E-A-D-E-S, wrote this book called Protein Power that was published in January of 1996. It's still being published. And this is a true watermark book. And they start out with the fact that I'm quoting here from the book. For 2 million years, humans ate a diet of mainly meat, fat, nuts, and berries. 8,000 years ago, we learned to farm. And as our consumption of grain increased, our health declined. That is only 400 to 500 generations ago. Whereas genetic evolutionary changes take a minimum of 1,000 generations. Or another 8 to 10,000 years. Now, what the doctors Eades was noting in this at the beginning of their book is that anthropologists can tell whether the skull that they're examining, a mummified skull, came from a hunter-gatherer, which is essentially a protein eater, or from a farmer, which was mainly a carbohydrate eater. And they found that the well-formed, strong bones and teeth, they always found those in the tall hunters. and the farmers had signs of stunted growth and tooth decay. And one of the best sources of all of this study that still having a hard time making it to the front page of the newspaper is that there was so much that was available to us from the Egyptians because of their records, because they kept great written records, and because of the mummies, because they had this advanced art of mummification. And so we can take those mummies and dissect them, open them up, study them. Mary, my wife, and I have been to Egypt, and we've been to the Cairo Museum, and we've seen glass case after glass case of these mummified remains, usually, you know, formerly important people. But the bones are there. Dried, leathery flesh is there. The skulls are there. So there's plenty for these things to be examined. And we know that it provides such a good starting point is because we know that the Egyptians ate the perfect low-fat diet. Lots of whole grains, fresh fruits, and vegetables, along with some fish and fowl, and hardly any fat. And the point that I want to make here is what did the paleontologists find when they opened up these mummies? And paleopathology is, among other modern techniques, it just applies forensic science to the early remains of man. Now, what we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to continue more of the DJV Health Show coming up next, and I'm going to tell you what they found inside the arteries of these mummies.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, also JackStockwell.com. So I was telling you about these paleopathologists when they would dissect the arteries of these Egyptian mummies, and it's really, to me, it's exciting. To some people, it might be shocking, but they didn't find smooth, supple arterial walls. They found arteries choked with greasy, cholesterol-laden deposits that had, in a lot of cases, calcified, exhibiting what these Egyptians died of, advanced atherosclerotic disease. And a lot of these subjects had arteries that were scarred, they were thickened, indicating that they had high blood pressure. And these pathologists today find the same disease changes when examining the tissue of someone today who died of a heart attack or stroke or diabetes or other diseases that are found in conjunction with late-state cardiovascular disease. And in fact, it appears cardio disease was just as prevalent in ancient Egypt as it is in America today. And so since humans were hunter-gatherers for such a long time, our metabolisms were designed to cope with food supplies that could be unpredictable because the hunter-gatherers didn't have three squares a day. They didn't get up with breakfast and then have lunch and then have dinner. I mean, they would wake up, and if they didn't have the food, they had to go find it. And if they couldn't find it, it could take a day or two, maybe 3 days, before they found another source of food. And so they were kind of wanderers. They didn't sit down and establish cities and towns and then until there were no animals or fish or nuts or berries left and then go establish a town somewhere else. These people were nomadic. They were wanderers. And so since their food source would be somewhat unpredictable, what developed inside of them that we inherit to this day that made it possible for them to live under those kinds of circumstances was something called insulin. Now, you hear about insulin in the news all the time with diabetes, advanced diabetes, type 1, type 2, pre-diabetic people, whatever. A diet that is heavy in carbohydrates sends our insulin levels soaring. And so our body interprets this as a need to store calories, to make cholesterol, conserve water, all of which was important back in the hunter-gatherer day. And we would constantly have to be hooked up to our energy source, our food, in order to just to merely function. And if it were not for insulin, we could never have survived. Insulin stores fat in our bodies. And this fat acts like a built-in battery. It gets recharged when we eat and used for energy when we don't. So diet is the best way to control insulin. In fact, it's the only way. Consumption of large quantities of carbohydrate produces large quantities of insulin. Now, why? Well, it's because carbohydrates are composed, they're sugar. Carbohydrates, to some degree or another, are long chain sugar molecules called starch. And you know the difference probably between starchy food and non-starchy food. You know, macaroni and cheese is a very starchy food. Even broccoli is a starchy food. But a piece of ribeye steak isn't, because there's no carbohydrates in a ribeye steak. In fact, how can you tell if something's a carbohydrate or not? If it had a mother, it's not a carbohydrate. If it didn't have a mother, it's a carbohydrate. It's that simple. And so once you've eaten a carbohydrate, even a complex one, like say a bowl of broccoli, your body has these digestive enzymes that break down the chemical bonds and release the sugar molecules into the blood. And that's what starch is. Starch is a long chain sugar molecule. That's how nature stores it. When you eat it, your body will break down that long chain starch into shorter pieces and shorter pieces until you end up with sugar in the bloodstream. And so when you get sugar in the bloodstream, this is when the real show starts as to whether you are moving towards building less fat around your belly and in your thighs and in your face, or your body begins to consume the fat that's around your belly or in your thighs or in your face. There are two digestive pathways you can follow, and that's what I want to talk about next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show here in a second, so I can tell you what food to eat to burn up the fat that you're trying to diet away.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. As I am talking to you about this dietary process and the pancreas making insulin, this is the reason why Mary and I created Long Life Energy Enzymes. I had a little bit of a pancreatic problem a number of years ago. I didn't have any symptoms associated with it. I just had, Mary gave me for a Father's Day present, a calcium heart scan. So I thought, well, I'll just go do it and check it out. And it was pretty good. There was no real problem. And I kind of discarded the radiologist report of the MRI off to the side. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it because I just wanted to know what the calcium score was. And it was rather low, and I was happy. And then a few months later, I picked it back up looking for another piece of paper. I happened to come across the radiologist report and read it. And it said that my pancreas was atrophic. And atrophic means without borders, without, you know, you can't really tell where maybe the stomach ended and the pancreas that's sitting right there underneath the stomach, where one ended and the other one began. And you couldn't really tell anything about the shape of it. And I was shocked that they didn't tell me that the radiologist didn't mention that at the time, or the doctor didn't mention that. But he was a cardiologist, was just concerned with my heart. And I looked at that, and I got my textbooks from school back out and started reading this stuff. And I had to find something that would strengthen and bring back good pancreatic function. And I searched the internet, and I searched stores, and I couldn't find it. So Mary and I made it. It's called Long Life Energy Enzymes to Restore the Function and the Power of the Pancreas. And you hear these commercials about EPI, I think, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, just a typical complex medical word for the pancreas not making the enzymes it's supposed to make, or at least not enough. That's what's in Long Life Energy Enzymes. So I started taking these, and I took a lot of them. At once we made it, we had to source it from all over the planet because I didn't trust a lot of American sources because so many of the ingredients come from animals that are loaded with antibiotics and hormones and eating pesticide, herbicide-laden foods. I didn't want that because it carries through to the organ meat. So we found some stuff, we found very important ingredients in the southern part of New Zealand and imported that into our product. And after 2 years of good daily dose of this, I went and got another pancreatic study. And it said it was a little small based on my size, and I'm over 6 feet. It was a little small compared to all the other organs, but it was perfectly in perfect function and perfectly defined. So I knew it worked. It took care of what I needed. So when I am dealing with diabetic patients, when I'm dealing with patients with insulin problems, I always get them on my Long Life Energy enzymes right away. Now, you can read more about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, right there on the home page of Mary's and my website. You can read more about Long Life Energy enzymes and how powerful they are in the way of restoring good pancreatic function, good insulin levels in the body. And that's what I'm going to be talking to you about here next, is to which pathway are you going to follow by your food selections? Those that continue to build more and more fat on the body, or the pathway that burns that fat, provides extra energy, and gets rid of the kind of lows, the sugar low problems can disappear with this dietary change. So I'm going to continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on Tuesday was questioned on her issues ranging from light sentences for child pornography defendants to her representation of Guantanamo Bay inmates to alleged acts of judicial activism. Judge Jackson on critical race theory.
That slide does not show the entire laundry list of different academic disciplines that I said relate to sentencing policy, but none of that relates to what I do as a judge.
One of the two black boxes containing data from Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. The black boxes are the technical equipment on planes that reveal reasons for the crash. China's state media said the box was found to be heavily damaged, noting that it was not immediately clear whether it was the one that recorded flight data or cockpit communications with air traffic controllers. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden is en route to Europe to meet with NATO and European allies concerning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Representative Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, says saber-rattling by Putin is his method of operation.
Putin always projects. He always accuses his people, other people. Remember, he accused the Ukrainians of extremism in their warfare, biological warfare, and these other things. I still question whether the Russian generals that he gives the order to. I mean, it's not Putin just sitting there with his finger on the button. I question whether they really want to get into a thermonuclear war and destroy the Earth, because that is exactly what will happen. There's no such thing as a limited nuclear weapon or device, because the clouds will be over. It's just like North Korea. North Korea was, when they were experimenting, China was the ones that were scared because they're afraid the winds would blow the nuclear waste over their country. So I still question whether his generals would follow through with that. I think he's just rattling some sabers.
The parents of Reuters photographer Danish Siddiqui, who was killed in a Taliban attack in Afghanistan last year, have begun legal action at the International Criminal Court against the Islamic group. Siddiqui, a Pulitzer Prize winner, was embedded with the Afghan Special Forces when killed on July 16th during a failed attempt by government troops to retake a town near the Afghan-Pakistan border from the Taliban. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, I have been teasing you all along here about what is the diet that's best for the consumption of fat inside the body. Well, if you understand insulin, then it begins to be very easy to understand and partake of the diet that's going to burn up the fat in your body. When you get sugar into the bloodstream, and that's going to happen anytime you eat a carbohydrate, insulin is just going to spring into action when the blood sugar starts to climb too high, as it'll do after a carbohydrate meal. And the elevated blood sugar triggers the pancreas that I was talking about in the previous segment to synthesize and release insulin into the bloodstream. Now, when that insulin first makes its pass through the liver, where it's going to shut down any sugar production that might still be going on, and it, because the blood sugar level got too high. So when that insulin's released, it tells the liver, stop making sugar. We got too much right now. Let me bring it down a little bit, it says. And so then it travels on to the rest of the body, where it acts on special sensors and receptors that are on the wall of the cell, little insulin doorways that are waiting for insulin to show up. And when it does, when these receptors are activated by the insulin, a series of little reactions start taking place that pump the sugar that's in the bloodstream, along with some protein and some fat from the blood, into the interior of the cell, for use now, if you have a big energy demand, if you're a laborer or you're working constantly all day long, your body will use that sugar now for energy. But if it doesn't have that energy demand, then it's going to be stored later on for energy down the road. And what insulin stimulates the fat cells, what it does at this point is it stimulates the fat cells to take up fat and sugar from the blood and store it away as body fat. In other words, if you're eating a carbohydrate meal and there isn't an immediate demand for the energy from the sugar that's released from those carbohydrates, the presence of insulin will store that energy as fat. That's insulin's number one job, is to store blood sugar as fat. Its number two job is to get blood sugar out of the blood and into the cells where it can be used for energy. And this is just so marvelous how this takes place. And it goes back to our ancestors that were the hunter-gatherers, where insulin saved their lives by storing energy when they were able to have enough food at one time to eat. And from the nuts and from the berries that were carbohydrates, the insulin would be stored as energy. And if they had to go a day or two or three without food, then glucagon, and I'm going to talk about glucagon, and it is the antagonist to insulin. You hardly ever hear about glucagon. But glucagon allows our bodies to burn up the stored fat for the energy. So when sugar is in the bloodstream and insulin is released, it stimulates the fat cells to take up fat and sugar from the blood and store it as body fat, especially around the middle of the body, around the abdomen and around the vital organs and in the thighs. And since nature over and over again works with complementary factors, and Doug and I talked about this on the show once, about the fungus bacteria in the soil's relationship to the plants, because plants have to take nutrients out of the soil into the plant to make that plant healthy for animals or humans to eat. But it's the relationship of molds, fungus, bacteria on the roots of those plants. And we always think, oh, bacteria, mold, that's not good. No, it's absolutely essential for the nutrition to get inside that plant that's coming out of the soil. Well, in our bodies, we have the same kind of relationship taking place between something called insulin and something called glucagon. Now, I've told you a lot about insulin. And insulin is what causes our metabolism to store food energy later on if we don't need it, and it keeps the blood sugar from getting too high. But glucagon, which is the antagonist, allows our bodies to burn up stored fat for the energy and keeps our blood sugar from getting too low, because your body can make sugar out of the protein-fat combinations that are stored up in the body if it's not getting enough sugar in the diet. And so your body has to release fat to make the sugar that your brain needs. And the hemoglobin on red blood cells needs sugar for energy. And so whether you're burning fat or you're storing fat, both of those actually are going on at the same time. But the question is, which one of these two predominates in your body? So the fat in the bloodstream comes from the diet, and it's also made from excess carbohydrates and proteins that are in the diet, but it also, the fat that you need for energy that you want to burn can be liberated from storage in the fat cells. So our bodies can make plenty of fat from carbohydrate, even low-fat cookies and potato chips included. In fact, the number one foods, do you know what the number one foods consumed by most Americans are? It's white bread and white rolls and crackers. Now, this comes from the National Center for Health Statistics. The number two foods that most Americans eat, donuts, cookies, and cake. And the number three food that most Americans consume are alcoholic beverages. National Center for Health Statistics, that's incredible. Now, all of those are loaded in carbohydrates. And what are the statistics for obesity in America today? As they could almost every year by year increasing, because Americans are eating more and more carbohydrates. And the processed carbohydrates are the worst, because they are so loaded with easy to break down sugar molecules that your insulin, you know, some of my patients tell me if they drink a can of soft drink or they eat a bagel or a donut or something like that, they can feel something immediately happening inside the body, almost in the sense of increased heat. And as a result, they know their insulin levels are soaring. So the Dr. Eves in Protein Power that I was talking about at the beginning of the show said this, quote, "The combination of high carbohydrate with low protein caused the greatest increase in insulin production more than just the carbohydrate by itself." Now, that's very interesting in light of the foods that Americans eat. So we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show here in a few moments, because I want to tell you, this is where the rubber meets the road. If you want to burn the fat off of your body without having to go to the gym 7 days a week. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I am at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we will be right back.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and this is where the rubber meets the road. As I said there at the end of the last segment, the combination, when you have a high carbohydrate with low protein, what science has shown to us is that it causes the greatest increase in insulin production more than if you had just eaten the carbohydrate by itself. What does that mean? That means that if you eat two pieces of white bread with a thin piece of some kind of overly processed meat in the middle to make a sandwich, you're going to have more insulin released than if you just ate the two pieces of bread by themselves. Now, why is that so? Well, this is really interesting in light of the foods that Americans love. They love hamburgers and fries. They love pizza. They love macaroni and cheese. They love eggs and hash browns, cereal and milk. All of those things are protein-carbohydrate combinations. And so the doctors Eads said that the dietary fat in and of itself cannot cause any problems with cholesterol unless you eat carbohydrates with the fat. Now, why? And this is in many of the podcasts that Mary and I have produced. And by the way, she does most of the work. They're at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts. We have over 600 protocols for that many different kinds of problems at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And what she's often quoted as saying is this very thing that I'm talking about here as to why, when you mix protein with a fat, or excuse me, a fat with a carbohydrate, because your body doesn't get energy out of a protein like it gets it out of a fat. The body will get twice as much energy from fat as it does from a carbohydrate or a protein, which is why your body stores fat, not proteins and carbohydrates. And what she's always saying is that if you have, like in a donut that has the fat from the oil the donut was fried in, plus the sugar that's in the flour, plus the sugar that's in the glaze over the donut, if you eat that, your body will use the sugar for its energy first, storing the fat that's in the donut, making you fatter. Because your body can liberate energy from sugar faster than it can liberate energy from fat. And if you want your body to burn up its own fat, you can't have sugar present. You can't have carbohydrates present, or at least very, very low portion of the diet. And this is why the Atkins diet was so famous to begin with, because people just lost weight like there was no tomorrow. Why? Because it's very, very restrictive of carbohydrates. So your body has to liberate your own fat to get the energy it needs to survive, because it's not getting it from the sugar that's in carbohydrates. Now, the Atkins diet has gone through different variations ever since it first came out. And of course, the sugar cereal industry had to badmouth Atkins as much as possible because it started to hurt their income, bottom line. And remember, the food industry doesn't exist for your benefit. The food industry exists to make money at your expense, unfortunately, as you see the terrible foods that are in the marketplace today. But what's really important is that when you mix a fat and a carbohydrate, your body will use the carbohydrate for energy and store the fat. Now, in a very brilliant, controversial essay on intelligence that was published in the Harvard Educational Review back in 1969, Arthur Jensen, who was a professor of psychology at Cal Berkeley, said this, quote, "In other fields, when bridges do not stand, when aircraft do not fly, when machines do not work, when treatments do not cure, despite all conscious efforts on the part of many persons to make them do so, one begins to question the basic assumptions, principles, theories, and hypotheses that guides one's efforts." Oh, that's brilliant. Because most physicians, dietitians, nutritionists have been locked in this notorious, clean, and well-lit prison for decades now, because these experts have been treating obesity with a low-calorie, low-fat, high-complex carbohydrate diets, and then they stand around wringing their hands, watching 95% or more of their patients regain their weight. Perhaps inevitably they blame the patient for the failure. Well, you just didn't stay to the diet that makes you fat in the first place. Oh, more on this. More on this. Why the yo-yo diets fail. Why you get fatter after you stop a diet than you were before. So we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up here soon. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back, everybody, to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And just happy and tickled pink to be here as a part of the DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. So in this last segment of the show, I just want to kind of bring out a couple of more ideas here as to why a low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet is killing Americans every day. And it has to do with your biochemistry. In fact, it actually, when you have a high-carb, when I say high-carbohydrate diet, a lot of people start off in the morning with breakfast cereal and pasteurized milk, which is dead, has very little nutrition in it. And the carbohydrates in that milk tend towards fatness. And then you eat a box of cereal that was overly processed from grains that were probably sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. I've often said that breakfast cereal is the most least nutritious food in America people eat, and they start the day off with it because it's high in carbohydrates. All that grain in there, the overly processed grains. And so when you eat a diet like that, that has very low fat, because a lot of people will put something other than milk on their cereal, or a 1% milk or low-fat milk. And what this does is it strengthens an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase. You don't have to remember that. But that's a fat storage enzyme, lipoprotein lipase. And to switch to a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet, which would be like eggs and bacon with no toast and no orange juice in the morning, that when you do that, it makes those lipoprotein lipase levels so low that it's not getting any stimulation. Instead, the hormone-sensitive lipase, which is another important enzyme, releases the fat from the fat cells into the blood, and that enzyme is stimulated. Now, I know I used a bunch of big words there, and I may have talked about it a little too fast, but there are two very important enzymes that control fat storage in your body. And when you have a high-protein, low-fat meal, one of those enzymes stores the fat that you're eating into your fat cells. And when you have a high-protein, low fat or low carbohydrate, excuse me, high protein, low carbohydrate, as you would have with an eggs and bacon breakfast or an eggs and fish or an eggs and beef or hamburger or something, some kind of meat that goes along with those eggs. Or in some cases, the eggs by themselves. The other hormone, the hormone-sensitive lipase, triggers the fat cells to release the fat that's in the cells. Now, we know now, here at this later date, I mean, that book was published in 96, that's 26 years ago. And we know now that high insulin levels, and the thing that causes high insulin is high carbohydrate diets, is the major cause of obesity. And four other things that I will talk about in future shows is how elevated insulin levels cause high blood pressure, causes high blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels, how it causes diabetes, adult onset specifically, and how it causes heart disease. Now, isn't that amazing? Probably the four biggest problems that people face in America today from the results of their diets: high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol and triglycerides, adult onset diabetes, and heart disease are all immediately associated with what is on your dinner plate and your breakfast and whatever you eat at lunch. So in future shows, maybe the next one I do, I'll get into how these four things, again, to repeat, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, diabetes, and heart disease are all associated with what's on your breakfast, lunch, and dinner plates. And one of the things I've always found so interesting is that when I start with a new patient, and they come to us, Mary and myself, for nutritional advice and hope and help, and I ask them, well, what kind of a diet has your doctor put you on? It is invariably high carbohydrate, low fat diet that just makes them fatter. So that's it for this week's DJV Health Show. And just as another reminder, you can hear all of these things at our DJV podcast, the DJVHealthShow.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. It's been a pleasure to be with you today. I'm at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll see you later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.